Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A longtime public servant is retiring. Let's go in-depth with Karen Schwanebeck, Marion County Recorder. Karen, how long have you been Marion County Recorder?
This will be my 20th year.
20 years. And you're retiring soon.
I am. April 4th.
And what made you decide to run for office?
My boss, Sandy Agin, was retiring. And she encouraged me to run. I'd been in the office 7 years. And I loved it. I loved what I was doing. And she encouraged me and said I would be good at it, and so I went with it.
And Sandy, I presume, was a great mentor.
She was. She was amazing. I learned a lot from her in the 7 years that I worked for her, a lot about professionalism and office demeanor. I hadn't worked in an office only a short time years ago, so working for her was amazing.
What was her mentoring process?
Basically, when she wanted me to learn something new, she would give it to me and say, "You're a smart girl, you'll figure it out." And I did. She had a lot of faith in me, and I think that was really good for my growth, because I did figure it out. She just was always very encouraging to learn something new, and that to me was exciting. There's so many different aspects that we do in the recorder's office. There's a lot to learn. It takes a couple of years before you really have a handle on everything and understand how the pieces all fit together.
A couple of years.
Yeah.
And so do you remember your first day at work in the recorder's office?
I do. I was part-time in the beginning. So about the first year I worked part-time, but I would work Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so I was always, like, the documents that came in on Monday, we would timestamp them, index them, scan them. And then the next day, the final work on that document would be done. And then the third day, it would be mailed out. So I was there for the first day and the third day. And I always worried that if I screwed something up, would it not be fixed? And she would always, you know, encourage me and say, "Nope, if you did something wrong, we're going to catch it the next day when we proof everything." And then eventually I would see how things would completely finish out.
And so what did it feel like when that first task that you took on sort of made it out the door or the window?
It was exciting to see, you know, all the processes that it has to go through. Like, deeds start here, but then they go to the auditor and they make sure that the legal description is correct and that whoever is deeding the property really is the right one who should be deeding the property. And if there's a mistake, then it comes back to us. And typically we would then contact whoever prepared it, the attorney, and say, "The auditors found a mistake. What would you like to do about it?" You know, the perfect answer is, "Let's fix it now." They would send us a new document. We always have to keep the original document in the records because it's already been recorded. But then we can tie them together quicker so that there'd be a note on the first one that says, "See document in this book and page, because of an error in legal description or whatever." And then it goes to the assessor, and the assessor is the one who gets it on the tax rolls so that the treasurer can collect taxes on it.
So lots of offices involved.
Yes.
And attorneys and people.
Yes.
And people that are excited on both ends.
Exactly.
Of this.
Most, I would say 99% of the people who come to our office are happy they're here. They've either just bought a property, or they've just sold a property, or they've just bought a boat or a snowmobile or an ORM, or they want to get a passport and travel. So they're always in a good mood, which is nice. we don't have disgruntled, you know, customers that say, you raised my taxes, why? Right. We sometimes get them after they've complained because they want to know about their legal description. But most people that come here are pretty happy, and we pride ourselves on making them happy when they leave.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation with Karen Schwanebeck, who's soon to retire as Marion County Recorder. And you've just described a whole lot of things of what the recorder's office does. Anything else?
I think that's about everything. We record land documents, so deeds, mortgages, contracts, power of attorneys, mortgage releases, tax liens, IRS liens. So those kinds of things are recorded, indexed, scanned, and all of those are public records. The only records we have that aren't public records would be military records. And that's because they have a lot of information about that person. Some of the old ones even have their blood type on them besides their birthday, their social security number. So those are a protected record. Not everybody can see those, but everything else is public record that they can come in and look at or request a copy of.
And I've seen over the years numerous people at the window wanting to get married.
Yes, we do marriage licenses, and then we record those, make them certified copies so they can go ahead and change their social security card, change their driver's license to their new names, or a passport. So we do marriage licenses, certified copies of birth, death, and marriage license, the passports.
So what do you think? Okay, so a couple comes to the window. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, you're the recorder, you have staff, but you still work at the window.
Oh, yeah.
What goes through your mind when you see a couple there wanting
to
get
married? Oh, that's so exciting. It really is. Usually we invite before COVID and the glass screens, we would invite them to come in and take pictures from across the counter of them signing their marriage licenses. And if they would request that, we would still do that. But they've kind of tightened up the courthouse a little bit, as you've noticed, with our doors now closed. It had always been open before, and the glass over the counter window. Partly COVID, partly security for the workers. I feel a little claustrophobic when we first came back to the courthouse. I'm just so used to it being open and seeing people get off the elevator or come up the stairs. But I understand, you know, we have to make sure that our employees are safe and the customers are safe.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation with Karen Schwanebeck, who's soon to retire as Marion County Recorder. Well, there's like 33,000 people in the county.
Yes.
And so all of those records come through here.
Yes.
You must have an industrious staff.
I really do. For that size of population, we don't have a large staff, but they work very hard. And they're very good at what they do. They're just very energetic. They're quite a bit younger than I am. So they have a lot of energy, and they're just so quick with the computers. It just amazes me how quickly they catch on to things.
Well, I don't know if our listeners can hear this or not, but over my shoulder I can hear your staff interacting, and there's laughter, there's,
oh, yeah,
you know, happiness, there's, you know, courteous service I'm hearing, yeah, and I've always gotten. How do you, is that natural to your staff, or do you teach that? It affects San Diego and teaching you that, and then you're teaching them?
Yeah, I think so. One of the things, Sandy came from the phone company. She had retired from the phone company before she became recorder. And so the rule was you answer the phone within two rings. And I think that, you know, I've instilled that too. You don't want people thinking, are they even there today? Are they ever going to answer my call? We can actually take three calls at the same time now, just because of the new phone system, and you know, technology has changed a lot over the 27 years I've been here. And so that's important to me, and I try to teach that to my staff. When the customer comes up, get up, get to the counter, find out what we can do to help them. A lot of the people who come to our counter actually don't need us, but they don't know where else to go. And I think they know that we're friendly and we're available. We will come to the counter right away and say, how can I help you? And I think that makes a big difference in how we're perceived. We have people come up, I know this isn't your job, but could you help me with this? And they'll hand us a letter that they got in the mail that confuses them. And so we read it and try to, you know, give our best advice as to what that really means. We always tell people we're not attorneys, so you're not really getting legal advice, but sometimes it's just the one that sticks out the most is that Great Iowa Treasure Hunt. We had a customer who got a letter about it, that they were due some money, but they didn't understand what they had to do to get that. And so we read it for them, and I think they needed a copy of their birth certificate or something. And it looked, you know, it had all of the letterhead. It seemed legit. But we always do tell people, be careful. Sometimes what they bring in is a scam. Some years ago, there were letters that went out to people saying, you need to have a copy of your deed because people are trying to steal other people's properties. And we will get you a copy of your deed for $85. Just send us a check and we'll send you a copy of your deed. That's not necessarily illegal, a little bit immoral if you ask me, because they could come to the counter and get a copy of their deed for under a dollar. So they really didn't need that service, but it makes people panic sometimes the way some of these letters are written. So we do help to try to help decipher some of that for people who come to the counter.
Well, and now, as you're nearing retirement, there's an election, and one of your proteges,
yes,
Naomi Ellis, is the only candidate on the ballot.
She is. I'm very excited for her. She will do amazing. Upon my actual retirement, there will be another meeting of the Board of Supervisors on Monday at some point. They have one more meeting that they have to complete, and then she will be appointed to fill out my term. So come Tuesday morning, I will no longer be the recorder, but Naomi Ellis will be, and I'm so excited for her. She will do a great job for our county.
Well, this program might air after that, but okay. We'll still note that. Are you going to miss this job?
I am. I was at a state meeting a couple of weeks ago, and I said, I think I'm almost getting cold feet. And other recorders, I was with a group of recorders from our district, and they're like, are you crazy? We wish we could retire. I'm like, I know I'm going to miss the people that I work with, the other people who work in the courthouse. I'm going to miss the customers that I see. Some people we see on a very regular basis. I am going to miss it. I know I'm going to be fine. I'm going to find lots of things to fill up my time. But there is a little bit of that in the back of my mind about how much I'm going to miss the people.
And what are you going to do now?
I have a lot of purging to do at my house. I'm not a hoarder, but I could be close, I think. I just need to clean closets and clean out the basement, do things like that. That's probably first on my list, that and spending time with my mom. My mom will be 97 in May, and she lives in northern Minnesota. So I only get to see her a few times a year anyway, and now I'll be able to go stay longer, and she's excited about it. She thinks I should move in with her, and apparently she misses me. So that's first on my list. And then I think I want to travel a little bit. There's so many beautiful places in our country that I've never been. So I'm making a list, and people who work here occasionally will give me their suggestion of some place that they've been that they think is very beautiful that I need to go visit. So I think that'll keep me busy for a couple of years.
Anything you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I guess, you know, I would really like to thank them for all the support they've given me all these years. They've voted me in multiple times, and that means a lot to me that they have faith in me to do the job that I took an oath to do.
Yeah, just a second.
And I have loved doing it. So, yes, I will miss it, but it's time for the young people to take over and have their chance.
Thanks to Karen Schwanebeck for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.